Coming off what we hope was a spectacular weekend for all, and finding ways to get out and do something. Your first summer weekend. Summer did arrive on Saturday officially at 5:44 in the afternoon. Father's Day celebrations going on too. We are anticipating Dave Maurer, the stories of great fishing success for you and the boys on Saturday morning as you got out and had a chance to. It's a long time since you've been out with both Tim and Scott.
Yeah, it's the first time this year.
Tim and Josh, hasn't it?
With the shutdown and everything, we hadn't been able to get out until things eased somewhat, and we got out for the very first time, Tim and Josh and myself. And so Josh got us on some fish, and we just stayed with it, and we ended up with, before we quit, it was hot.
Even though you went out early Saturday, but it still got hot.
Yeah, and by midday, it was cooking out there. We took 17 nice walleye and 2 jumbo perch.
Whoa.
And then we called it a day after that. But yeah, that's a nice take for the first outing of the year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we had it, but we weren't the only one. There were a lot of people out there, a lot of fishermen out there all over the place. And then when we were coming in, all the pleasure boaters were coming out.
Oh, and, those that just wanted to be near the water on a hot day,
In fact, they had groups of people that were standing on the docks waiting for people to come in patio pontoon boats to pick them up. So they even got more people aboard those boats heading out into the bay.
Oh, my goodness.
But, it was a great day. Good fishing and eventually some good eating.
Was that then dinner as well?
No, not yet.
Okay. But, eventually it will be.
Down the line, yeah.
Wow. Was it busy at the for the boat launch, or did you have
We timed it. We went out a little later than most. The boat launch was pretty full. In fact, people were parking on the grass alongside the road when we got there to go out. But we were able to pull right up, put our things in the boat, and go right to the launch without any wait at all, which was nice. But like I say, there were a lot of people that were out there before that. What some people don't realize, though, when we came back in, you go get your trailer and your truck to come and get the boat out of the water, and all these pleasure boaters were lined up there where you have to drive through to come and get your boat out of the water, and they're waiting to launch. Well, you can't launch until the people that are in the berth get their boat out of the water. So you need to make sure you stay to one side to leave room.
See, I'm not a boater, but that would almost seem obvious to me.
Right. Yeah, well, to some it wasn't.
Maybe a little signage is necessary. I don't know. Maybe they have a boat director or
maybe. I don't know. But no, it was a great time. But man, you touch the surface of the side of the boat, and well, it's like touching scalding hot water. I mean, it really was really hot. Well, the sun was beating down.
We trust that you applied some type of sunblock or something.
Oh, yeah, sunblock, and wearing my big hat to keep the sun off me. And a couple times, my son put his hat in the water a couple times and put the hat on because the water was cold, relatively cold.
Oh.
And I did it once with my shirt just to, cool down. It was that hot.
Yeah.
We debated putting the sun top up, but we never got around to it. It gets in the way of some of your rods and stuff, so we didn't do that. But
not only do you have, just a basic sunshine, but then off the water, that sun had to be really bright off the water.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was a good day of fishing. One thing I didn't get in, I pulled my board right under, my planer board right underwater, and I was reeling to get it in. And all of a sudden, it just took off and ran out to about 200 yards of line. I mean, it never did get it in. It didn't break it. It got off, but it never broke and took the lure or anything. But I'm just curious to this day what that was.
You don't know what you had on the line.
We don't know what it was, but it was a big fish of some sort.
Maybe the biggest.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yes, I know. That's what you should say.
The one that got away.
That's right.
The one that got away. Yeah, I'm not sure what it was.
You say every fishing outing has to have a good, unfortunate story like that, though.
Well, there are known to be sturgeon in the bay, a few sturgeon.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that maybe with Sanford and Wixom Lakes letting go, that some muskie might have gotten into out into the water out there. So you never know what it could have been. Or it could have just been what I'm famous for. State record, big old carp. I'm known to pull in the junk fish, but didn't get that one.
Which goes right back in the water, right?
If we did, yeah. Oh, yeah, all of the sheep's head go back in the water, and the white bass go back in the water. We're after walleye, and we keep the nice perch. You know, you get a couple of perch on that decide they're going to go after the lure that you're using for walleye, and bring them in.
Well, glad to hear it was well, and glad to hear a lot of other people were taking advantage of the opportunities too, be it fishing or pleasure boating or what have you.
Oh, there's a lot of that going on for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hot this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Did you get any? We were just talking about how we never got anything around here, shower or storm
Saturday.
Wise.
Saturday.
Yep. Oh, you did get
something? We had two brief thunderstorms roll through.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Two small cells. Both of them hit us in Alma. Yeah. They weren't too bad, though.
No, but Noel just started talking about there was supposed to be some spotty shower cells across the state. But, yeah, like we said, I saw some darkened skies, but nothing that ever indicated anything was ever going to happen.
No. It wasn't bad. You know, I was able to get my yard work done in time.
Come to think of it, I think actually we did get a couple of drops because my window's open. But it was just like...
Yeah, it's not like a storm.
No, nothing at all. Right. It was just like, okay, blue skies here, blue skies there, maybe just a few drops, and that was it. I almost forgot about it because it was so forgettable.
Right.
Yeah, we saw just a few drops, but nothing that I would consider. It wasn't even a shower.
And did everyone go out at 5:44 on a Saturday afternoon and say hello to summer?
I did. I put up our summer wreath up on the front door.
So you have a summer wreath.
Yes,
really?
We do. Yes, we have have a fall, an autumn, Merry Christmas wreath, as we call it, and then we have our spring, and then the summer.
Well, what does the summer wreath contain?
Good question. I don't know. Heather makes them. Heather makes them, and since she's out of town, I was responsible. She said, "Hey, don't forget on Saturday evening, put out the summer wreath." Okay.
Wow, she didn't forget a detail, did she?
No, she does not, Dave. And, no, it's the professor in her. She's always on every detail.
The person who has to oversee classes and students and departments probably is very prominent when it comes to details.
In fact, she reminded me Friday night. She said, "Don't forget, get outside early. I know it's going to get hot, but you've got to go pick our strawberries out of the patch because they're ready." So I was out there for about an hour picking strawberries and freezing them and everything, so getting them prepared. That was fun.
Wow.
Not really, but that's her job. But see, since she's not there, I had to take care of it.
Are you making the jam, too?
No jam. No. We just like to have them.
Okay.
That's right.
Wow. Well, we had some delicious strawberry shortcake for dessert yesterday.
Oh, very good.
That hit the spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just nice weekends going on all around. That's nice to hear. And hopefully others enjoy the same. I know that we had a chance to have a little... small family gathering on Saturday, and I know in our neighborhood that there were places where I knew that there were several extra cars that were parked, so I'm assuming others maybe venturing out. It's been the first time I've seen that, actually, in a long time. Mm-hmm. So maybe some families getting together and having a chance to travel and do things that they hadn't been doing for the last several months.
I saw several of those myself on Saturday, more than Sunday. I didn't get out much on Sunday, but Saturday I saw a lot of parties going on Friday night.
Well, we hope everyone...
Post-pandemic parties, I guess they're calling it.
Is that what they're... Okay.
Did you hear fireworks at all?
A little bit. Not a lot, but a couple.
I.
Yeah, not a lot.
Be prepared next week.
Oh, yeah.
Next week, as we because we'll be getting into 4th of July week. So be prepared, folks. Happy summer, everybody. We hope that you had some good weekend fun, too, and that everyone was successful enjoying whatever... The opportunities did exist for you. We're back on a Monday now on WSGW.